Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Have you ever felt small, but know deep down inside that you're meant to do something big? Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to ask you that question again at the end. In today's episode, we're traveling back to medieval France to meet someone who might surprise you. It was a long, long time ago, more than 600 years ago, in a small town in France, where there lived a girl who wasn't a queen, or a knight, or even a soldier. She was just a teenage girl, but she led an army and helped save a country and go on to change history. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Joan of Arc. Let's travel back in time. Joan of Arc was born in 1412 in France. This was during medieval times, also called the Middle Ages. It was the time of kings and castles, and also knights and battles over kingdoms. During this time, many people had very little to eat and had to work very hard. Joan grew up in a tiny village called Domremy. Imagine muddy roads, small wooden houses, and fields stretching as far as you can see. She was one of five children and grew up in a very poor farming family. Joan didn't go to school, but instead took care of the farm's animals. Her mother, Isabel, taught her how to spin and sew. Her father, Jacques, was a farmer who also worked as an official for the town. Joan of Arc knew nothing but war. Unfortunately, her country of France had been fighting England for about 75 years when she was born. Joan was a regular kid, kind, hardworking, and thoughtful, but she was also different. She was mentally and physically strong. Young Joan was also very kind and always thinking of others. When others were sick, she would visit them and bring them food to help them feel better. She was very unselfish. She also believed she heard voices, voices she thought were sent by God, telling her something unbelievable, that she would save France.
I feel like I'm meant to do something great, but what if people don't believe me?
Imagine hearing a voice tell you that you have a mission so important it could change the fate of your country. The war between France and England was called the Hundred Years' War, and France was losing. Because of the war and the plague, France had lost about half of its population. All around Joan, villages were burned, people were scared, and soldiers were losing hope. Joan was only 12 years old when she first felt called to help. Think about it. Would anyone believe a kid saying, "I'm here to save the country"? Most people didn't. They laughed at her, ignored her. Some even thought she was strange. But Joan didn't stop believing. Still, imagine how she must have felt, alone, unsure, maybe even scared. Joan faced some huge challenges. She was just a teenage girl trying to convince grown men to follow her in battle. Many people doubted her or thought her visions were strange. France was losing the war against the English, and hope was running out. Her emotional moment came when she realized that if she didn't act boldly, her country might lose everything.
I may be young, but I must lead. I cannot stand by while my people suffer.
When Joan was about 16, she made a bold decision. It was 1428 and England controlled much of France. Reims was the city where French kings traditionally were crowned. Unfortunately, it was in enemy hands. That meant the French king no longer ruled. Even though she was poor and living in a time when women did not fight in the military and certainly did not lead men, she believed she was chosen to lead her country to victory and drive the English out of northern France. So she left her home. She persuaded a local government leader to escort her through English-held territory to meet with France's Charles, the eldest child of France's former king, to reclaim the throne at the city of Reims. It was a great distance that she had to travel to visit Charles at his castle. And when she got there, she told him,
"I will help you win the war."
Some of Charles's advisors were suspicious of her. Officials thought she might be a witch. They asked her many questions. But she was successful in convincing Charles and his advisors to let her lead his armies and help him regain the throne. Now imagine being in that room, a teenage girl in simple clothes, standing in front of powerful leaders. It would have been very easy to turn back, but she didn't. That was her brave moment. Joan was given a horse, she cropped her hair short like a man's, and wore a suit of armor. It was official. She joined the army. Not as a fighter swinging swords, but as a leader who inspired others.
"I am not afraid. I was born to do this."
She became an expert horse rider. She carried a banner instead of a sword into battle and encouraged tired soldiers. Most of all, she gave them hope. This was a significant moment. A teenage girl standing in front of seasoned soldiers, showing them courage, hope, and determination. And then something amazing happened. The French army began to win. In March 1429, at a place called Orleans, Joan helped lead a huge victory. During the battle, Joan carried a large flag. When the other soldiers saw Joan's flag, it gave them hope, because they knew it would be carried by the brave young girl who believed France could again be free. Even after being wounded by an arrow in battle, she didn't stop fighting. She stayed with the troops, inspiring them to fight even harder. The soldiers believed in her. The people believed again. France began to turn the tide of the war. After winning the Battle of Orleans, Joan had only achieved part of her goal. She also needed to lead Charles to the city of Reims to be crowned king. Joan and her army cleared the way to Reims, gaining followers as she went. A few months later, they had made it to Reims, and Charles was officially crowned King of France, as she promised. At the ceremony, Joan was at his side, all because one girl refused to give up. But Joan's story wasn't all victories. She was eventually captured by the British while she was helping to defend the city of Compiègne. She didn't change her story. She didn't give up on her beliefs, even when things were hard. Unfortunately, Joan died at just 19 years old, but her courage, that lived on forever. Today, Joan of Arc remains the patron saint of France and a symbol of national pride. So why does Joan's story matter? The heart of Joan's story is courage. She didn't just fight battles with swords. She fought fear and doubt with bravery and faith. Joan shows us that you don't have to be big to do something important. You don't have to be older to make a difference. And believing in yourself can change everything. She reminds us that courage doesn't mean you're not scared. It means you keep going even when you are. Her courage still inspires people today in battles big and small, both in real life and in our hearts. Joan of Arc was brave and had conviction. She showed courage. She faced danger without backing down. Leadership. She inspired people much older than her. Determination. She didn't quit even when things got tough. Faith. She believed in herself and her purpose. Compassionate. She cared deeply about her family and her country. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun Joan of Arc facts. Joan couldn't read or write, but still led an army. When Charles first met Joan, he dressed as a courtier to try and fool Joan. Joan, however, immediately approached Charles and bowed to him. When Joan was captured by the English, King Charles unfortunately did nothing to help her. Nearly 500 years later, in 1920, Joan was made a saint of the Catholic Church for her bravery and faith. Her story has been told in books, movies, and plays all over the world. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Joan of Arc.
How old was she when she joined the French army? Who did Joan travel a great distance to meet with? What was the name of the battle that Joan helped win?
At the beginning of the story, I asked you a question. Have you ever felt small, but knew deep down inside that you were meant to do something big? Joan of Arc did. Through many battles, Joan gave the soldiers hope, and she followed that feeling, even when it was hard. No matter what happened to her, she stood up for her beliefs. There may be times in life when others will laugh at you or say mean things because of what you believe in, but like Joan, you can ignore them and stand strong anyway. Like Joan, you can be unselfish by thinking of others instead of yourself. You can be brave and have courage when things are scary or hard. Joan of Arc reminds us that courage, faith, and determination can change the world, even if you're young. So the next time you feel small or unsure, remember the teenage girl who led an army and think, maybe I can change the world too. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.